This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get out to Julian Green. He's the Vice President of Communications and Community Affairs. He's already out in Arizona. Good morning, Julian. How are you?
Good morning, Julian.
Good morning. How's it going, gentlemen?
We're doing great. And Julian, you know, we know that you guys, you and Tom, had a meeting with the Council on American Islamic Relations. I believe it went about 90 minutes or so, according to reports. You know, this is an awkward situation with Joe Ricketts' emails being released and the reaction from both the team, from Joe Ricketts, from MLB, and there's some fences to be mended. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, I think so. And I think I want to add that it wasn't just the council of American Islamic Relations care. It was a number of groups. We reached out to several groups in the Chicago area that represent the Chicago Muslim community, and a number of organizations that are doing good work. And I just want to make sure that we acknowledge those organizations as well. You know, what we wanted to do or attempting to try to do is try to mend fences and try to take a, very sad, hurtful, offensive situation and turn it into something good, even though that obviously it wasn't Tom or the Cubs to make those comments. I think Tom was proactive and is self-aware to know that, obviously the name being associated with the team, that, he felt like, look, there's an opportunity here to make sure that we can step out and help in terms of eradicating Islamophobia. And, because I think a number of, what we heard from the organization is that, it's not only just the emails and what was said, it helps embolden those who are using that, that hurtful and offensive comments. And, they played for it, guys. They played for us a couple messages of people calling to their organizations, mm-hmm. threatening and, hurling racist comments, and it was difficult to hear. It was emotional for both me and Tom, and I think anything that we can do as an organization to try to step up and try to help with that, I think is something that certainly we're looking forward to and want to be a part of.
So you acted swiftly to face these people, Julian, and Tom's out there in front of them and hearing what they had to say, and as you point out, the emotion was real and palpable. What's the message that you want them to hear? What were you saying, and what was Tom saying in terms of, what's next and what's now?
Sure. Look, the easiest thing you could say would be, hey, well, look, it wasn't me that said it. It was Joe's emails, and he didn't say that. He said that, hey, look, I understand that, as a member of the family, it's tough to separate. And what we can do now is, with their help, is try to take concrete, meaningful steps. I will sit here and tell you, I think one of the things that Tom and I agreed is, look, we didn't come in the meeting to say, hey, look, let's stand up for a photo op with a check to give to an organization, nor did they, recommend that. We also said, look, we're not going to try to paper over this or step up and say, hey, let's do Muslim night at the ballpark. We're not looking to, paper over this and for a photo op. If we're going to be involved and take some concrete and actionable steps, we want to make sure that it's thoughtful, that it's meaningful, that it's not tone deaf. And so we didn't come up with any 5-point plan at the meeting, but I think it was productive. It was positive. We will likely have more meetings. The one thing, guys, I'd share with you and Tom and I said is that, sitting around the table, it was very constructive. And, we kind of said to ourselves, like, wow, wouldn't it have been great to engage with some of these organizations prior to some of this happening? Because when you hear about the work that they're doing and hearing about the things that they face, one thing that they said, it wasn't about the email. It's about the reality they face every day. And I'll share with you guys, as an African American male in this city or who lives in this country, when you hear from you know, your other, when you hear from the Muslim brothers and sisters, and a woman who came up to me after the meeting and said, look, I was driving down the street with my kids in the car and someone hurled the N-word, you know, at me and my kids. And the kids are like, what is that? What are you talking about? And, you know, it just shows you that, that there's still, you know, a lot of work to be done. And not only for African-Americans and Hispanics, but and Muslims, just in terms of trying to help fight racism and specifically Islamophobia. And I think that's something that we can help be a part of, and something that hopefully over the next, in the coming weeks and the days, you know, we could take a real meaningful step. And that's a good thing, you know, regardless of the words and the emails that have been released, you know, I think we can really take some action steps to do some good. And I think that's something that we're looking forward to.
When it's nice to hear that there's a plan in place, that you plan on continuing this sort of thing. How do you deal with this with the players? Have you already done that? Has this issue been addressed? I believe they speak with the media tomorrow for the first time. I'm sure they're going to be asked about it.
Sure. We're taking one step at a time. You know, look, as you said, we got out this immediately. We wanted to have a meeting very quickly. We didn't want to let any grass grow under this, so we just met Friday. You know, I just got down here last night. Tom will be coming down to Arizona probably in a week or so. You know, most of our media friends will be coming down today, in the next couple of days, the players, pitchers and catchers report on the 13th. So, you know, yes, all that to say that, yes, we will be addressing it forthright, proactively with the players. I think Tom wants an opportunity to address the players. He does it every year anyway, so this is nothing out of the ordinary for him to, you know, have an audience with the players and have an opportunity for him to, you know, say, hey, look, what are we planning to do? Here's what you heard. And here's what we're planning to do about it. And, you know, there's no one, you know, like, I have the utmost confidence in Tom to, you know, let the players know what's in his heart and in his mind, and, you know, how we plan to go about fixing it.
Those are all productive conversations, Julian, and I think important ones. In terms of productive dialogue with Major League Baseball, has that happened yet? Do you feel like there's a need to be proactive there? Because I think people from the outside look at this and they wonder, even though I think some of us may understand it, where does Joe Ricketts end and Cubs ownership begin? And because are they separate entities, or how do you disassociate yourself with the guy whose money helped buy the team?
Well, I'll start with the latter first. I mean, I think what we've tried to make clear that Joe is not part of the ownership structure. He's not involved in the day-to-day operations, if you will, of the team. And, you know, that you know, Tom and Laura and Todd, Pete, who are the board of directors who run the team. We have been proactive. Not only did we reach out, we were talking to the Chicago Muslim community. You know, we've been talking to the league, and, you know, you got to reach out. We've reached out to some of our sponsors and partners. I mean, look, when I talk about the culture, you know, we have certainly not built a culture of divisiveness at the Cubs. And that's one of the things that I hang on to as a member of this organization. And, you know, that, you know, when I look at the past 8 years that I've been here with this organization, you know, it has been one of inclusion and making sure that everyone feels like they have a seat at the table, that they're, you know, that they're not marginalized no matter who you are, of all race and backgrounds. Believe that, and I'm a part of it because I've seen it happen, and I know this family. And at the same time, when I talk about culture, this is a culture to take action, a bias for action, to try to deliver and find solutions. And so we're not waiting to hear from the league. We're not waiting to hear from our sponsors. We're not waiting to hear from our customers. We're being very proactive. You know, certainly we've heard from our fans and needed to address that, and we've heard from, you know, partners. And, you know, so in the last week, yes, you know, we're not just waiting for the incoming fire to come our way. You know, we're trying to take demonstrative steps to make sure that, you know, people understand. Again, we can say all we want, Hall, about, yeah, this, you know, time to say, look, it wasn't me. It was my father's words. But at the same time, again, I think that's difficult to separate because people associate the name with the Cubs brand. So we take that and say, all right, well, here's an opportunity to, you know, use the power of this brand to be very proactive to fight a very real and problematic issue in this country and see if we can do some good about it. And, you know, we'll see. And certainly there are going to be those who just say, like, you know, maybe the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, and maybe they accuse us and will never disassociate, you know, Tom or the Cubs from those statements. And that's okay. We can only control what we can control. And I think the piece that we can control is, what can we do with these organizations to ensure and then make sure our fans know that, you know, we're committed to making sure that, you know, from a harassment-free and abuse-free, free from discrimination, and make sure that we can try to turn this into some good.
Julian, appreciate you talking to us, and appreciate you getting involved in this stuff. And, you know, again, I don't know that there is a rule book or a kind of a blueprint to follow when something like this happens. Certainly not an anticipated story, but being proactive and trying to get after this stuff, as you say, on a grassroots level, and not letting any time pass is laudable.
Yeah, look, I just want to make sure our fans know that, you know, we it is certainly appropriate for people to, you know, be hurt and to be offended, and that's okay. We're not going to try to explain this away. You know, he said it and I didn't. You know, we're going to accept it. It certainly leaves a bit of a stain, you know, on the organization, but, you know, we have a great opportunity to build some bridges and help in this fight, you know, for something that people live every day. And look, when you hear from people, you know, from Muslims who grew up as Cubs fans, you know, the one thing that brings people together is sports, right? The one thing that you know, you leave your politics, you leave your religion, you leave all that at the door, because you can walk into Wrigley Field or any stadium or ballpark in America and say, when I walk in, I am the same as anyone else in this country, regardless of income level or status. And, you know, when that gets, you know, when that gets, you know, broken, or, you know, at least injured, right? It just, you know, it's certainly hurtful and it's harmful, because, you know, you want to wrap, everyone wants to wrap their, you know, cloak or their flag around their, take their team flag and wrap it around themselves. And we certainly understand that, you know, hey, look, it's something that we want to work on. But again, like I said, we're not here to try to step away or separate and say, you know, look, you know, it was him, not us. You know, we're not trying to do that. We're just saying, look, we're going to accept it. You know, we have an opportunity to do something for fans or people who felt like they were hurt, that felt like they were offended, rightfully so, and try to make some good out of it.
Thanks, Julian.
Thanks, Julian.
All right.
Take care.
Guys.
Appreciate
God
it.
God bless.
Bye.
That's Julian Green, the Vice President of Communications and Community Affairs for the Cubs. And
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.